people this morning. Amen. You love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads if we could and approach our King this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, for the presence, Father, that we already feel amongst us, Lord. Lord, knowing, Father, that, Lord, you said, Father, where two or three are gathered, Lord, there you'd be right in their midst, Lord. Lord, and I know you're here this morning, Father, because I brought you with me, Lord. Lord, and I'm asking a favor this morning, God. Lord, I ask, God, that you would come, Lord, and you would be free in this place, Lord. May that presence continue to fall, Lord, even throughout this service, Lord. Lord, there's hearts and lives represented here this morning, Lord. They have needs, Father, and Lord, I don't know what they are, God, but Lord, you do, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, you'd be free amongst us this morning, Lord. Lord, would you walk up and down every corridor of every heart, Lord, as it were, God. Lord, and would you begin to speak, Father, lip to ear, Father, to a little bride, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would just open every closet, Lord. Look in every corner, dear God. Lord, turn every rock, Lord. Tear down every barrier, Lord. Lord, that, Father, we would be able, Father, to enter into a true worship this morning, God. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, you would take every foul devil, Lord, under your command this morning, Lord. Every devil that will come out against this service, we bind it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, there would be freedom in the camp this morning, Father. Lord, that there would be victory in the camp this morning, God. Lord, would you just take us, Father, and Lord, would we begin, Father, to take footsteps, Father, of possession this morning, Lord. Lord, would we move, Father, from where we're at, Lord, maybe the state that we're in, Lord. And Lord, would we move, Father, into the eternities of Christ, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that you would grant it this morning, Father. Lord, take this message, this thought that you've given to us, Lord, and Father, make it come alive to us this morning, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, here we are again. Anything is possible in the presence of Almighty God this morning. Certainly been a privilege to be with you all and enjoyed the service last night. Trust me, God will do something for us again this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Luke chapter 18. We'll begin reading with verse 1. I'm going to do my best not to hold you as real long this morning. Of course, we was talking last night. That don't always mean nothing. We do our best, amen. How many loves the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. How many has a need this morning? Yes. I have needs this morning. Very familiar scripture here. Luke 18 and 1 says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Lord bless you. You can have your seats for just a little while this morning. We'd like to take a thought this morning, if we could, on what can Jesus do for you this morning. Amen. What can Jesus do for you? We look here at this parable this morning as you begin to look, and Jesus, he was telling the parable, it says, "And he spake unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray." We realize that the prophet of God said that you could read your Bible too much, you could preach too much, you could sing too much, you could do all of those things too much, but you would never be able to pray too much. Amen. We realize that the weapon that the Christian has today is prayer. Amen. We realize that prayer changes things. Amen. You realize that understanding that prayer is something that the enemy fights possibly the most out of any weapon that you'll have is the prayer life of the Christian. Amen. And you look today and you begin to see how that the prayer life of the Christian, you look and you you see people defeated, but if you look at a defeated Christian, then you begin to examine that Christian, and you begin to, as you examine that Christian, I believe that many times you'll find that their prayer life has been defeated. Amen. Because we realize that through prayer, that's the weapon that we have to fight the enemy with. Amen. That's our communion with God. Amen. We realize that prayer is the hand, is what will move the hand of God into any situation. Amen. We realize that it'll take a bad situation. Amen. And it'll turn it into the good for those that love Christ. Amen. That's so right. We begin to look here and we begin to see how that this little lady, we realize she had a need. Amen. And Jesus didn't just say these things just to say them. Amen. But it was something that was going to apply to the church then, but not only then, but it will apply today. Amen. We don't look at the scripture as though, you know, they take and they try to take, well, that was for this age gone by, and that was for this one, and that was for that one. No, I believe that every word in the scripture was put there for you and I. Amen. I believe that there was a purpose there. Amen. God didn't just, there was no idle word with God, but God had a purpose, amen, for everything that He put in the scripture. Amen. We realize that some things are put in the scripture to take and to actually confuse some. Hello? There's things in the scripture that was actually put there to trip some up. But God knew looking down through time, that there would be a bride that would look beyond what was being said, amen, and would begin to read between the lines and would actually hear what was being said to the bride, amen. You look and you begin to see how that they'll say this was an error and that was an error. No, it wasn't an error. They just didn't have ears to hear it. Amen. But we realize that everything that God does is for a purpose. Amen. And we realize that if there's a need this morning, I just want to preach to you this morning, if that's all right. If there was a need this morning, I believe that sometimes you just got to preach, you know, and encourage the people and bring faith back up. Because if you have no faith, you'll never take a rapture. Amen. But we realize that in this parable, there was a little woman that had a need, amen, and she knew that the judge had the answer to the need, amen. She knew that the power laid within the judge, amen, to give her whatever she had need of, amen. So she began to approach that judge, amen, and that judge would look at her and he would say, go your way, go away, go away. How many times have you ever approached your king and it seems as though he's saying, go away, go away, amen. But that judge, he began to look and he began to say, she kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. Amen. What was it? Now, all of you that have children, you know as well as I know that if they want something bad enough, amen, they ain't going to drop it in a simple no, amen. But they know how to work the channels. They're going to come up to you and say, Daddy, can I have this? No, you can't. And then 5 minutes later, Daddy, can I have this? No, you can't. Until finally they stay on your hands so long. Until finally they stay on your hands so long and they understand that if they keep approaching that, they know that if they approach it once and you say no, that's not the end. They know that's not the end. This is just the beginning. Amen. Because now there's something inside of them that says, but that doesn't take the desire that I have. The child looks and he says, I've got that, but I still have a desire to have that thing. And so what is it? He's not afraid to approach you again. Or at least mine ain't. They're not afraid to approach you again and they'll say, Daddy, I need this. Oh, it goes from wants to needs. Have you ever watched that? I want this, and then whenever you say no, well, now I need this. It's actually a need. I've got to have it. Amen. It's not actually a want, Daddy, but I actually need it. Amen. But this little woman, she began to, what was it? She pressed. Amen. She kept pressing. And I believe many times that we as Christians, we begin to say that, you understand, God's timing is not your timing. God's timing is not my timing. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you have a need, amen, you put it before God and you continually bring it back before Him. God, if you're
not going to answer it today, you'll answer it tomorrow. God, if you won't answer it tomorrow, you'll answer it the next day. But you continually bring that thing up before God. Hello? You continually bring that thing up before God until finally you break through. What was it the unjust just said? He said, I will avenge her of her enemy because she's heavy on my hands. What was it? She knew she had a need of something and she wasn't leaving until she got it. Amen. She was going to continue to come back and come back and come back. I wonder if God sometimes would look down over the banister of time, as it were, and say, oh, there he is again. There he is again. God, I need deliverance, Lord. I need deliverance. There he is again. He's back. But sometimes God wants to see just how bad you really want something. Amen. You say, I've not received it yet. But you stay after him in prayer. You stay heavy on his hand. Because God, let me tell you right now, if God doesn't answer now, that doesn't necessarily mean no.
Right.
It just, that might mean you need to wait just a little while, amen, until something comes to pass. Come on, somebody. You don't know where God's at. I don't know where God's at. All I know is he said, if you'll ask anything in my name and believe, ye shall receive it. My God isn't just a God of just enough. My God is a God of more than enough, amen. My God doesn't just get me by. My God is a God of an abundance, amen. And he's the God that will provide the very desire of your heart. Maybe you've got a child that's out in the world. Let me tell you right now, if that's a desire of your heart, amen, your God is obligated, amen, he's obligated by his word to see that child back into the fold, amen. Amen. And they may be out in the world, but don't you worry about where they're at in the world, because you have a promised mother, you have a promised father, that you will not, that God will not lose a one. Amen. So if you begin to see that child taking the road that's wrong, you just look at it as all they're doing is working on a testimony out in the world. Come on, somebody. All they're doing, they might have took a left turn here, but they've got to go get a testimony. That way when they come back, come on, somebody.
Yeah, come on, brother.
God don't lose nothing.
Right, that's right.
Huh?
I believe it.
But what is it? You've got a promise. You've got a promise that that child will come back to God. I've got brothers that are out. I've got a promise. Come on, somebody.
Yeah,
I've got a promise that them siblings will find their way back to the fold. It may not be the way I thought it was going to be. I was telling Brother Tony yesterday, one of them went way out into the world. He got divorced. He lost everything he had. And he went out in the world. He was in every bar room every night. He was with this woman, with that woman, with this woman, with that woman. And until finally, about 3 months ago, there's something began to happen. Amen. 3 or 4 months, something like that. Something began to happen. He came in contact with a little woman from Honduras.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Came into contact with a little woman in Honduras. And now that young man, now they've gotten married, and you can say, well, that's wrong, and maybe that is. But God's ways are not your ways. God's ways are not my ways. God works in mysterious ways. Amen. But we realize that but you look and you begin to see how that whenever he was out here, he was doing this, everything that he could. He was running for all he was worth. Amen. But now he's came into contact with that young lady. And now that young lady, not even knowing anything about the message of the hour, didn't even know anything about the message of the hour, but now she's came into contact with the message of the hour, and she says, look, we've got to be in church.
Hallelujah.
She says, we've got to be in church. Oh my, sometimes it looks so out of control, but God's got a way to bring things about. She began to look at him. She said, we've got to be in church. And I want to be in church every Sunday. Now she's working on him on Wednesdays too. Amen. But what was it? She began to, there was something inside of her that she can't even hardly speak a word of English. But she's trying and she's beginning to understand a little bit of it. And she told him one day, she said, I feel God in this place. Amen. And I thought, you know, that's such a testimony. How that God can take a young lady like that and he can bring her back. What if that was the cause?
Come on.
What if that was the purpose? You say, Brother Ben, God don't work that way. Hi, babe. I was on vacation last weekend, but last Sunday morning he came and he gave his heart to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's not just by chance.
Right.
That's not by chance. I'm sure he's going to have hard times. Sure, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But let me tell you right now, God's there to meet you wherever you may be, wherever you find yourself. You might feel so all alone, but God's in the lonely places in life. Oh, he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright in the morning star. He's the fast of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the center of my joy. Come on, somebody. You might find yourself in a lonely place. I'm telling you, God is there in your lonely hour. God's able to come, and he's able to give you peace. He's able to give you joy. You don't go looking for the peace in the bottle. You don't look for the peace in the drugs. Come on, somebody. But you go find God somewhere, and you say, God, I'm going to shake the gates of heaven until you bless me, Lord. Oh, what was it? Jacob, he began to wrestle. He wrestled and he wrestled and he wrestled. He says, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I believe that if people would get to that point in life where they would say, I'm not letting God go.
Yeah.
Oh,
amen.
That's right.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Come on now.
Don't reject that presence that's falling amongst us. Pull it on in.
Amen.
Pull that thing on in. Don't reject that thing. Let it come. You feel it. I feel it. Let it come on in. Take your head walls down. Bring your barriers down. And let that presence fall. Because I don't know about you, but I need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you've got to let God come down and clean out the church. Clean out the heart of the believer. Amen. Even Brother Tony's heart's got to be clean every now and again. Sometimes you got to get in the presence of the S-O-N. And let there be a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Amen. That's what he's able to do for you. What can he do for me? Whatever I have need of. Whatever I have need of, whatever you have need of, he holds the answer to it. He holds the answer to that thing. Amen. But you begin to look, and that little woman, she come to them, just judge, and she stayed right there all heavy on his head. She said, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving because I know I've approached the right one. She knew she had approached the right one.
Yep.
She knew that the one she was speaking with had all the power and the authority to do exactly what she wanted done, to be avenged. Hello? He had all the authority to do it. I believe that sometimes we think that our problem is not big enough for God to take time out to address. But I tell you, if it matters to you, it matters to the Savior. If it matters to you, it matters to Him. Because you are Him. You're a part of Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. You're a part of Christ Jesus. You're the living, breathing Word of this day. You, as you say, I want to see the Bible come to life. Oh, you are the hands. You are the feet. You are the mouth. You are the ears. You're the eye of this living Word. Amen. And it's coming alive. I'm tired of a dead letter. It's not a dead letter, but it's alive, and it's got to come off of the page and begin to walk, begin to talk. Come on, somebody. Begin to breathe again. What was it? They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have.
Right.
I have, not physically have, but inside of me. Oh, what was it? It was, thus saith the Lord speaking. It was no longer that vessel, but then it became God beginning to speak. And oh my. God began to speak, and it was the life of Christ, such as I have. Who is I? Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk. What can Jesus do for you today?
Come on.
What can Jesus do for you today? I'm telling you, He's here this morning.
Amen.
He's here this morning. How do you know that, Brother Ben? Because I feel Him here this morning. He's here this morning and he wants so bad to do it for you, more than you even want to receive it this morning. But we realize that that little woman, she came to him and she kept after him and kept after him. I'm telling you, you stay on his hands. Hello? I'm telling you that'd make the Pope shout, Brother Darrell Ward says. He said, woo, that'd make the Pope shout. If you make him shout, you've really done something. Somebody ought to be running across the top of them chairs right about now. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, oh my, sometimes you get so discouraged, you stay on his hands. That's the devil's number one weapon, is discouragement. Oh yes. You, Brother Ben, a preacher? Oh yeah. You don't believe me, follow me tomorrow. You get discouraged.
Oh my, come on, brother, come on.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sometimes you wouldn't even like me. Why is everybody looking at my wife? Hey, that's the truth though.
Come on.
You know, Brother Bam said, he said, when God calls a man, he calls the woman too. I'm telling you, there's days after I get done that there is not another woman in this world anywhere. You can search it over 4 times and you wouldn't find another woman that would deal with my junk. I promise you.
True, brother.
That's the truth. Brother Daniel, amen. Be real good there.
Huh? Come on.
There ain't another woman in the world that could handle you except Sister Vicky on some of them days. It's like you're impossible. But even though you're impossible, but what is it? It's the calling in her life to be able to come around on the other side of that. There's not another woman in the world that can bring you out of that like that one sitting right there. There's not another woman in the world that can come to you and however she does it, say the exact right thing at the exact time that you needed it to say, yeah, that's right, I can move on.
Amen.
Yeah, I made a mistake here, but I can move on. You know what they watch, huh? My wife watches me fall flat on my face whenever you can't see it, but my wife knows just who I am.
Yeah,
that's right. That's good, brother.
Huh? You preacher sat there and you have your little halo on. Everybody looks at you and says, oh, you're holy, holy, holy. I'm telling you right now, you don't even know what that preacher goes through. You don't even know what kind of devils that man deals with on a daily basis. You don't know how heavy God's hands are just from the preacher. I know this preacher's hanging on. I've got a death hold on them hands.
Amen.
I've got a death hold on them. I'm telling you, he don't never get me off of them because I know I'm unworthy. I'm a sinner.
Yep.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Preach, brother.
Brother Daniel and Brother Tony, they can't make a mistake. You can go out and live any way you want, but they better not.
Uh-oh.
Woo! They better not, because I'm telling you, you're the first out there with the cross and the whip up there to crucify him. Amen. Ah, they're supposed to be much beyond those things. Oh no, they're just vulnerable to those things.
All right, come on.
I said,
fight.
Come on.
Yes,
come on.
Come on.
Brother Tony? Amen. Look at that. At least he's honest. Huh?
Right.
He's vulnerable. What is it? He comes out of that presence, out from underneath that anointing, and he begins to deal with the rest of the world. And then he goes to work and he rubs shoulders with it. And he begins to, And he begins to deal with that thing. What is it? He comes out of that anointing, and then he's back down to earth, this nasty old place, because right now I'm walking on the clouds.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
That's it, brother.
Why? Because we pulled that presence of God down in amongst us, amen.
Yeah.
And there ain't a devil in hell that can stand in that presence. But when you come down off of that,
that's right.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why these women in our lives are important.
Absolutely.
That's why this one's important to that one back there.
Amen.
Because this one is a helpmate to that one, and this one's a helpmate to that one, and that one's a helpmate to this one. Amen. And we've got to have those. That's why they're called. They have a ministry of their own with their husband. Amen. That's right. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's the truth. They are called to that point to fulfill that role. What is it? There's things that she's going to help the sisters with that I can't touch.
Right, brother.
That's right. There's things that Sister Vicky's got to help the sisters with that Brother Daniel can't touch.
Right.
Huh? She's got to help the sisters with things that Brother Tony can't touch.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm here, but I am. Is that all right?
It's all right.
But that's why these women are important, and you think that those women, you other women, ought to rally around them. I'm not just saying that because I got one. But I watch her come up and I watch her come down.
Uh-huh.
I watch her and she'll go through things. Amen. And that's a heavy burden to bear.
Yep.
Right.
Hmm?
Not saying that nobody else does. I understand those things.
Right.
You know where I'm at.
Right.
That's right.
Don't hang me up.
All right. Go ahead.
You know where I'm at.
Right.
Right.
But sometimes there's things that we're dealing with. Brother Daniel's amening me real good here.
Come on now.
There's things that we're dealing with that nobody else can know.
That's right.
Huh? And that burden gets heavy. And it's easy to become discouraged.
That's right.
You know what's bad? Whenever you're both.
That's right.
Discouraged at the same time.
Come on,
right.
Come on,
that's right.
Now, you sisters, you've got the same responsibility to your husband.
That's right. Exactly right.
You absolutely do.
Exactly right.
You sisters, God didn't just put you and your husband together just to be together.
Yeah.
But you're there as a helpmate to one another. And it ain't just the sisters helping the brothers. It's you brothers getting in there and being real men and real husband and getting in there and helping your wife too. Woo!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we don't like to hear that. Oh, we've been programmed in the message. The man don't do none of that. I'm telling you right now, this man will go in there and wash dishes.
All right,
you betcha.
Yeah.
I made it dirty. I can clean it.
Yeah.
That woman's not your doormat.
That's right.
She ain't your doormat. Brother Bram said he says she's your queen.
That's right.
Brother Daniel, Sister Vicky's not your doormat, and you don't walk in there and say, woman! Unless you are totally decent. You better totally be teasing. Because you will be walking back out.
Come on.
You'll walk in there and say, woman, give me a drink. You don't do that.
No.
But there's some that do.
Yeah,
maybe. Come on.
Oh, come on. There is. How do you know? I've seen it. I've seen it.
Come on.
You can't talk me out of it. I've seen it with these two eyes. But that's the wrong spirit.
That's right. Sure.
Huh? Now, you're not to be a dictator in that home.
Nope.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah,
right. Whoo. Yeah. Well, Tony, all right.
All right.
You're not to be a dictator in that home, but you're to love that wife.
That's right.
You say, I've had men come to me, Brother Ben, my wife will not submit to me. My wife won't fall under the headship. And then it begs the question, you've got to go back.
Yeah.
And you've got to find out what kind of a head.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got to find out what kind of a head the man is. Now, under her own circumstances, it's the woman over the man.
Right.
Under none.
Right.
Period.
That's right.
It's not a bunch of weak, spineless men.
Come on, brother.
That's right.
It's a bunch of men that love their wives and love them the right way.
Amen.
That's it. Exactly.
Hello?
Amen.
They love them the right way.
Exactly right.
They don't go walking in there and you know what? If you've got a problem, you don't address your wife in public.
That's
you address her at home.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
You don't do that.
That's it.
Lord have mercy.
It's okay, brother.
What can Jesus do for you?
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Maybe he can put your home back together.
Amen.
Huh? Maybe he'll make you if you're not, I'm not, I don't know where I don't know you. I don't live with you.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm all over your toes, it ain't because I know anything. I don't live with you. I don't look. I know nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. You've just got to accept it as that's God speaking to me. Or you can sit there as people do with the old pitchfork religion. They just shove that back onto the other brother.
Right.
Huh? Oh, that wasn't for me. Huh? You know how many people have...
Come on, preach, brother. Go ahead.
Good preaching, brother.
I'm saying it. Come on.
It kills me.
Hallelujah, brother.
Huh? That's not your doormat. That's your helpmate. That's the one that God chose for you to go through life with, to be able to help you, to encourage you. But on the other side of that, you've got to be a head worthy of following.
That's right.
Huh? You follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. It's actually Christ Jesus that's the head of the whole.
That's right.
Oh, come on, somebody. If you've actually got it in order and continuity, it's actually Christ Jesus that is the head of your home.
Amen. That's right.
It's not Brother Daniel. It's not Brother Ben. It's not Brother Tony, Brother Mike. It's actually Christ Jesus that's the head, because I follow Christ and she follows me.
Amen.
That's where it is, brother.
Huh?
Right.
Amen.
That's right. You know, people get it all mixed up, but it's all got to come back under the order of the Word.
Sure does.
You've got to have it in the order of the Word.
Yeah.
It's all got to be in order.
Yeah.
Amen. I better leave that alone. But understanding that that I'm never going to get through with her. Understanding that this little woman, she knew, and I know that I keep hitting this, but that's all right. I'm driving her home. She knew that man with what had all the power and every right to give her what she had need of. She wasn't asking the wrong person. She knew exactly where she stood. Amen. And maybe she did get discouraged. I imagine how many times have you been told no? And after a while, after you've been told no so many times, you say, well, it probably ain't going to be.
Uh-huh. Right.
Huh?
Right.
Sometimes it's discouraging, but sometimes you've got to keep after it. If you want something bad enough, Brother Daniel, if you want a new truck bad enough, you're probably going to do everything in your means to go get it, ain't you?
Right.
You're probably going to work some extra hours. Hello?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to work some extra hours if I want a new truck.
Amen.
Yeah, come on.
Well, just bring it to me, okay? Y'all can relax. I'm gonna work some extra hours if I want a new truck.
Right.
I'm going to put in what it takes to get out.
Right.
Hello? I'm going to do everything I know how to do, because I have a desire inside of me for something. Amen. And I'm going to put in as much as is required of me to receive it.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes you've got to put in so much.
Yep. That's right.
The young people, you watch them today and they're so discouraged and they're so... Why? Because they're not putting in.
Come on.
They're not putting in. You realize anything you want. If you go out there, you've got a checkbook in my wife's purse over there. And I know exactly. Well, I don't a lot of times. But she knows exactly how much is in that check account.
Yeah.
Amen. And if I was going to write a check and the money wasn't there, she would say, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
Huh? Right. Why? Because I didn't put enough in.
Right.
I didn't put enough in, so I can't write the check.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Huh? I didn't put enough in, so there's not enough in there to cover it.
Uh-huh.
We want God to do something many times, but we don't want to do nothing to cover the check.
Right.
We want God, come on somebody. We want God to come and bless us, but we don't want to do anything to cover the check.
Come on.
Your name is as good on the checkbook as his, but you've got to put something in to pull it out.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
You want something bad enough, you're going to go get it, no matter what.
That's right.
You want something bad enough, you're going to go get it. This little woman, she wanted it so bad, and there wasn't nothing going to stop her from getting it. That little woman with the issue of blood, let me tell you something, she'd been told no so many times, so many different ways. She said, no, they go to that doctor. No, I can't do nothing for you. Go to that doctor. No, I can't do nothing for you. No, I can't do nothing for you. I've never even seen anything like like this, let alone treat it.
Yep.
You know, I've never even seen nothing like this, let alone know how to treat it. And what was it? She began to say, oh, but I know somewhere somebody got the answer to this thing. Then what was it? She'd go to this doctor, no. That doctor, no. This doctor, no. But yet she knew whenever she came into contact with Almighty God, she knew that there was something different about Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus had already been down that road before. Amen. Dr. Jesus already knew what the antidote to it was, and it was by my stripes. Come on, somebody. Oh, my. What was it? Yeah, what was it? He began to look, and he began to say, hey, what was it? She came, and she ran up there. The antidote was the faith in the Word. Amen. That he began to preach, that he lived, that he talked, that he breathed. Where one says no, she looks and she sees Dr. Jesus coming down the road, and she says, but there's one.
Yep.
And Brother Brown typed that out, and he said, he didn't type it out, he dramatized it. And he said, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't hang me. He said, I begin to look and I begin to see. He said, that little woman, she was sitting there. He said, and all of a sudden, Jesus come walking down the road. And he said something to the fact that there was a noise taking place. Amen. There was a multitude around him. And all the people, why? Because they're drawn to truth. Amen. They're drawn to truth. And there was a multitude around him, and they were thronging him, and they was pushing, and they was touching. And let me tell you something. Have you ever been in a crowd of people where you're just elbow to elbow? You can't help but be right up against somebody, Brother Daniel.
Right.
Have you ever been there where it's just so tight? I hate places like that. I can't stand them. I don't do this until me and Brother Daniel, you know, it's a good thing we like each other because we're right here. We're pretty close, ain't we? But you understand, you've been in places like that where you're always elbow to elbow. He said, and all of a sudden, he said, that little woman had the issue of blood. He said, she began to look down there. He said, and she began to see him, and something identified in her soul.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing. I've not got it verbatim. I don't believe we're worried about that. Some places are. But I don't believe that's the case here. He said, I begin to see that. He said, and that little woman, she seen him down there. And all of a sudden, he said, and she was surrounded by this lady. And this one said, oh, he'll never do anything for you. Come on, somebody. And you'll never get to him. And she began to push through. And this one would say, why don't you just go away? You've already been told your answer. You've already had the answer. Doctors have talked to you. They've said this. They've said that. You already know what the outcome is. But she said, no, I've got to get to Jesus. And I believe that if that was the attitude of all of us today, here this morning, we would say, oh, I've got to get to Jesus. Amen. And she looked and she began to press her way through that crowd. Let me tell you something. Whenever it's shoulder to shoulder like that, it's hard to get through a crowd.
Sure,
man. It's hard.
Right.
It's hard to get through because you're just kind of rolling your way through it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But she come walking up there. I don't believe there was anything going to get in her way, Brother Daniel. She says, move over.
Uh-huh.
Because she knew that her knee, her healing was passing by. And she says, he's not going to pass me by.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. You know what we do, though, many times? This morning, Jesus is here.
That's right.
He's here. I don't know if you know it or not, but I feel him here. He's here.
Huh?
And we sat there and we let him walk right on by.
Come on.
Oh, come on, somebody. Take your halo down and sit on it for a minute.
Come on.
And you watch him and you let him pass, walk right on by. But that little woman, she says, he's not getting out of my sight.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my eyes off of Christ Jesus.
Right.
Because I know that he has what I have need of, and I'm going to stay on his hand. And all of a sudden, she pressed through, and this one says, go, leave, do this, do that. Oh, you say, oh, I can't clap my hands in church. What will Sister Vicky think of me?
Come on.
Sorry. You know, the people that sit on the front row, they're always the people that get picked on. What's she going to think of me if I raise my... Oh, God forbid you ever scream in church. That would be out of order.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No. When he stopped, I'll bet you she let out. I don't know for sure. The Bible don't give an account.
So I'm just going to assume, okay?
I'll bet you there was a scream that went out. Because she knew. Oh, my. She knew that whenever she touched him, he stopped and he said, virtue's gone out from me. What was it? There was people all around him. I said there was people already touching him everywhere. And the disciple looked at him and said, hey.
Right.
There's people touching you everywhere. You asked me who touched you. You're out of your gourd.
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
Right.
You've lost it. There's people everywhere and you want to know who touched you. But there was a difference between that touch and the other touches.
That's right.
There was a difference between that touch. What was it? She didn't touch him. Maybe she didn't touch him just physically, but she touched him. And Brother Brown said, he said, well, she touched him with her faith.
That's right.
A totally different touch.
Yeah.
Because faith, whenever faith touches, it begins to draw virtue.
That's right. Come on.
It actually extracted the healing.
Yeah,
it actually extracted the healing source, the healing vitamins, if I could use that terminology this morning. It actually extracted the healing antidote from Christ Jesus. Hello?
Yeah.
Right, amen.
But I believe that whenever she touched him and she felt that thing come across her, all of a sudden, I'll bet you she let out a scream. I'll bet you she began to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes you're one thank you, Jesus, away from being set free. Sometimes you might stop one thank you, Jesus, away from total deliverance.
Come on, brother.
How many times have you been set there and you felt the presence of God, but your stubborn pride?
Yeah, come on.
You sat there and you say, oh, I can't do that.
Hey, you know what? I believe in a God that's got life to him.
Yes, sir.
I believe in a God that whenever he's in the building, oh my, things begin to change.
That's
There's a song about that. He's in the house.
That's
and I believe that whenever Christ Jesus is in the house, things begin to move. Things begin to all live again. Souls come to life. Amen. Oh, the sinner gets saved. The sick gets healed.
Anyone that wouldn't want that is out of their mind.
Hello?
You say, Ben, you're majoring on a minor, am I? Am I? Come on.
Come on now.
I want you to go down through the life of Christ, and I want you to see what the actions were behind that life.
Yeah.
And then you tell me I'm majoring on a minor. Brother Aaron said, he said, these things you'll do and more things.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Come on.
These things
you'll do and more things. And we realize that the Scripture talks about that as well. But we understand how we've taken the power out of the church.
Come on,
somebody. We've taken the power out of the church, and we sat there and we said, oh, it's just Brother Ben, it's just Brother Daniel, it's just Brother Tony. You've got to look beyond the voice. You've got to look at the voice behind the voice.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's good.
People get this idea that you're beating them up. No, I'm not beating you up if you're a Christian. I'm not beating you up if you're one that says, you know where you're at. I don't want to beat up nobody. That's not my desire. But I do have a responsibility to preach the gospel. Now, understanding God moves on every person differently. Gotcha.
Come on.
Understanding God moves on every person differently, and I understand those things. Every person will worship God in their own way, and that's how it ought to be. Amen. But we understand that people will take the power of Christ Jesus and they'll want to do away with those things, but you can't do that.
Right.
Can't do that. You've got to bring everything back into continuity with the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that all right?
Right.
You watch people and they'll sit in the service and maybe they never spring the first tear. But all along they're sitting there and they're pulling on that word with such a passion. You brothers know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They'll sit there and maybe they won't say the first amen. But they're somehow, you can identify, and they're sitting there and they're pulling on you for all you're worth.
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're worshiping God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. They're worshiping God. You say, Brother Ben, I've not cried in years. That's okay. I said, that's okay.
Right.
There's people, my father-in-law's one of them. He's about an emotion. He don't have none. There's no emotion.
Yeah.
Is he dead? No. Come on. It sounds funny, doesn't it? Well, there's no emotion there. But he's just as close to God as I am or you are or anybody else. Why? Because he's got a certain way. Brother Daniel, he's not one that's necessarily as an emotional as I am, maybe. But he worships God in his own way.
Right.
And my thing is Brother Daniel can't sit there and criticize me whenever I'm screaming and yelling and hallelujah and all this and crying and I'm out at the altar and I'm pouring my heart up before God. Brother Daniel has no right.
Right.
To sit in the seat of the scornful.
Yeah.
Because if I am right in my way that I'm worshiping God, then he'll be judged for it.
Uh-huh. Right.
Am I right, brother?
Amen.
So we've got to be careful with the way that we approach each and every flower.
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
God's got a great bouquet.
Yep.
Amen.
God's got a bouquet of flowers, and in that flower, there's so many different shapes, and there's so many different sizes, and there's so many different colors and fragrances. But it's beautiful.
Right.
I can't make it without you, and you can't make it without me. I can't make it without you, sis, and you can't make it without me. And it takes each and every one of us. Come on, somebody. I believe that whenever we're called and we're raptured out of here, I don't believe it's going to be Moundville blowing by themselves. But I believe it's going to be the bride and cumulative coming together. Amen. It's going to be the bride and cumulative. We're going to come together with Van Buren and Pawnee. Amen. And Fort Smith and Cleveland and North Carolina and Georgia. Come on, somebody. And all those saints are going to come together and they're going to go into the presence of Almighty God together. It's not going to be this brother against that brother, that sister against that sister. Oh, my. It's going to be, it's got, yeah, I'm telling you, you ain't going over there without perfect love.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
You ain't going over there, Brother Daniel, with your funny feeling.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going over there with my funny feeling.
Right.
You and I can disagree, but if I walk away with a funny feeling, you and I better get on the same page before I leave.
That's right.
Right.
I'm sorry, brother. I don't mean to.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I'm bad about that. My wife just says, thank God it's somebody else.
Sorry.
I was preaching Brother Danny Stevens one time, and I better not go there. I still hear about it every now and again. My wife is used in so many different ways. She's a help to my ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And you know when you're going to be in trouble after you get out behind the pulpit. Don't you, Brother Daniel?
Yeah.
But I believe that we're going to come together and it's going to be unity. There's got to be. You've got so much division amongst the bride today. And God is not a God of division, but he's a God of unity. I'll say it again.
Come on.
God is not a God of division.
Right.
But he's a God of unity.
Sure is. Right.
Huh?
Right.
He doesn't take you and set you against your brother or your sister. The devil does that.
That's right.
The devil brings hate and strife and enmity. Hello?
Right. That's right.
If those things are going on, you better check the spirit.
Amen.
nothing against one person in this building, and one person doesn't have anything against me in this building.
Right.
Amen. As far as I know.
Amen.
I'm just preaching.
Right. That's right.
I'm just preaching. But that little woman, she had a need, and she stayed after his hands. One says this, and this is not in the message of the hour, this is something I pulled offline. There are parts of our calling, works of the Holy Spirit, and the feats of the darkness that will come no other way than through furious, fervent faith filled with unceasing prayer. I believe that.
Right.
I believe that. I'm going to read it one more time. There are parts of our calling and works of the Holy Spirit, in other words, things that the Holy Spirit can do, and defeats of the enemy of darkness that will come no other way. You want a furtherance of your ministry? It'll come no other way but by fervent prayer and faith. Hello? You want an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it'll come no other way than fervent prayer and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. But we all have things that we deal with. You'll walk out of this building today and you might walk out totally victorious, but let me tell you right now, if you ever get a hold of God, the devil will be right outside of that door waiting on you.
Sure.
You say, Brother Ben, I got something from God today. Let me tell you right now, if you got something from God today, you better believe every devil in hell is going to be waiting on you just outside of them doors.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? Because he wants to take your experience away from you.
Sure.
That's right. This is just simple preaching. I know that. I'm just a simple man, though. It's got to be pretty simple for this old boy to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a simple guy.
Hallelujah.
But you say faith. You say it's so simple, but yet faith is the most complex thing for the Christian to understand.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Faith is one of the most complex things. You say you want to hear deep things. You want this, and there's that spirit around. Hello?
Right.
I don't believe it takes just deep things.
Right, right.
I don't believe you can go any deeper than faith.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't believe you go any deeper than faith.
Right.
Brother Ben said it was hidden in what? Simplicity. You know, we've got men in the pulpits today, and I don't believe that's the case here, but we've got men in the pulpits today that they'll sit there and they'll try to bring it out, and they'll take these great big long words as long as my arm, and they want to say it, and they'll have this long word, and really all it is faith. And I'm sitting back there and I really want to stand up and say, faith.
Right.
And they'll go 300 miles around the barn. What are they doing? Now, that's not the case with all of them. Understand, there's gifts that are good, and there's gifts that are bad.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Let me tell you right now, not every minister in this message is taking a rapture.
Right.
You can. Ooh, that's pretty tight.
Well,
I said, not every minister, Brother Tony, is taking a rapture. Hello? There's good ones, but yet the devil raises some up to deceive too.
Yep.
There's some out there preaching things that are way off in left field. Amen. Yep. I'm not interested in being in left field. I'm not interested in being in right field.
Right.
I'm interested in being right down the middle of the road. What is the middle of the road? It's the message of the hour.
Amen.
Right.
And this Bible, and it's dovetailed together.
That's right.
That is exactly dead center of the road. You've got people that want to take a quote.
Come on now.
Oh my! You've got people that want to take a quote and they want to make a doctrine off that quote.
Come on.
They want to take their think so and their idea off of that one isolated quote. And they can't even make, oh Lord have mercy, they can't even make it hold water whenever you bring it to the scripture.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had a man one time trying
something, and I won't tell you what it was because I don't get into those things. But we were discussing something, and I don't go around preaching what I discuss with this one and what I discuss with that one. That's not what I do. You know what? That's not none of your business or mine either. Amen. I don't want another preacher coming and telling me all that either. I don't need, if I don't think anything about that preacher over there, I don't need you coming over here trying to tell me something that you think that trying to change my idea of you.
Amen.
I don't need that. You just think what you want to think and let me alone.
Right.
Well, that's good preaching, brother.
Amen.
But I was dealing with something one time, and we was dealing with a certain situation. It wasn't a situation. It wasn't anything like that. But he seen something one way. I seen something another. He just asked me an honest question. I told him an honest answer, what I thought. And we wasn't confrontational by no means, because like I told you last night, I won't do that. I'll get up and walk away. I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
But we was just talking amongst ourselves, and he would say, well, what about this? And I would take him back to the scripture, and I'd say, well, what about that? And he would continually bring me back to that quote. This particular quote that he had taken, and Brother Adam said it 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh.
Understand? Brother Adam said it 3 or 4 times, but I would always take him back to the scripture. I said, now, Brother Adam said, he said, you've got to bring him back to the scripture and make sure it hits the target at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, now, Brother Adam said, you've got to bring him back to the scripture. Yeah, but he said this here. I said, yeah, but Jesus said, but the Bible said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. And there were some other scriptures in there, but I can't give you those because you might figure out where I'm at. But, we continually, Brother Brown said, he said, if I say anything contrary to the Word, he said, you take the Word over that.
Yeah, what
I said. You know, people have taken, and I don't believe that's the case here, so I can preach it and be comfortable. But people will take the man and elevate him in such a place to where they've made him God. That is not what Brother Brown said. That's not even the message that Brother Brown taught.
Right.
Am I right? Is that all right? That is not what Brother Graham taught. He did. He said, if you make me anything more than your brother, Brother Tony, you make me what? Antichrist.
Right.
You make me say Antichrist. What is it? Anything. What is Antichrist? Anything that's against the Word.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But they take it, they want to take the quote over the scripture. You can't do that. That's why we've missed the mark so many times.
That's right.
Come on. Amen. If you don't say it that way, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be confrontational, but I've got an obligation to preach what I see as truth.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't make the man a god.
No.
Nope.
Was it God when he took that gun and was going to kill them kids? Come on.
Right.
No, it was a man.
That's right.
Was it God whenever he was so weary that he had to be packed off of the platform? No, that was the vessel of a man.
Yeah, right.
Am I wrong?
No, it's good preaching. That's right.
It's true, brother.
It was the vessel of a man, Brother Daniel.
Yes.
But people get so hung up, and you know and I know. Brother Bram might have said something in night, and I'm just pulling numbers out, okay? Don't. He might have said something in 1954, and then he comes back in 1964 or 5, and he has to change that.
That's right. Sure
is. Why? Because the revelation, he got a revelation of that scripture or whatever it was. Follow me.
Right. Come on. That's it.
And he had to come back, and he had to say, that wasn't quite right.
Right.
Is that all right?
Yeah. That's
right.
Good stuff.
Huh? That wasn't quite right. So I got to ask those people whenever he does that, when he does those things, what happened?
Uh-huh.
Did God make a mistake?
No, God don't make a mistake.
What was that, brother?
God don't make a mistake.
That's what I thought you said. God don't make no mistake.
Right.
Man makes the mistake.
That's right. True.
But God comes and corrects
the
error.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Tony, is that all right?
Hallelujah.
We try to be very respectful of all of those things, but you get a feel for the pastor, where he's at.
Right, that's right. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But that's why we've gotten so many doctrines and so many hooky spooky things in the message today. Let me tell you right now, if you can't bring it back to the Scripture, it's wrong.
Amen.
That's right.
If the Scripture doesn't validate it, it's wrong.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. I'm not waiting on...
Come on.
It's good, brother.
I'm not waiting on certain things to happen.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
That's right.
Huh?
Come on.
I'm not waiting on this to happen, and I'm not waiting on that to happen.
No.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Joshua took him on in.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That was the type of the Holy Ghost.
It was.
Moses fell off the scene.
Yep.
Moses was taken off the scene, but the Holy Ghost, Brother Brown said, he said, took him on in.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
If he acted one way then,
come on,
he's got to act the same way today.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, I want to jump into a dive on deep.
Hallelujah. Well, that's rich stuff.
If he done it then, he's got to do it the same way today.
All right.
You can't make it hold water, brother.
Yep.
Come on.
But they'll take the quote,
uh-huh,
and the only thing they've got to validate it by is a quote.
Yeah,
right.
I can make it hold water by a quote.
Uh-huh.
You can too. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't get tight on me. You can make it hold water by quote.
Right.
But when you bring the quote in the continuity with the word, like Brother Branham taught us to do, did he not?
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, that's true, brother.
But when you bring it back and make a dovetail, it doesn't dovetail.
Right.
Come on.
Which declares what? It's error.
Amen.
I'm not by no means minimizing that office.
No, sir.
I respect that ministry. And I'm telling you right now, I've heard it said many times, and I'm inclined to believe it myself. I'll take Brother Branham's think so over any other man's, thus saith the Lord, any day. That's a strong statement, but I'm telling you, I will.
Yeah, come on.
I'm inclined. If Brother Branham said it one way, I'm inclined to bend an ear to it. Don't think I'm not. Because if he didn't say things just to say them.
Right.
Them titles that he put on them messages wasn't just cool titles.
No, come on, brother.
Huh?
Come on, brother.
The choosing of a bride, it wasn't just a neat title.
Right, sir.
Adoption wasn't just a neat title.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, brother. That's right.
You know, you get to preaching and people get to pulling on certain things and it takes you here and it takes you there. What is it? It's the operation of the Holy Ghost.
That's
amen. It's people
right.
pulling on the gift.
That's
amen.
Right.
If you've got
that's
a need,
right.
you'll pull it out of the preacher.
Yeah, that's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Brother Donnie Reagan was preaching one time, and he was sitting there, and he was just a preaching away. And I might have said it here one time, but I'm going to say it again. He was just a preaching away, and he said he was a preacher, and he said, if you don't like what I'm preaching, he said, you just change me. That's the truth. Brother Daniel, you know that to be the truth. Brother Tony, you know that to be the truth. You can come out, Brother Tony, with a scripture and a thought. And before it's all said and done, if I had need of something, I'm going to pull you off to address my need.
That's right.
I'm going to pull you off of your thought, Brother Tony, if you're led of God, and I believe you are. If you're led of God, I'm going to pull you off of that thought. Because why? Christ Jesus is pulling on that word. Amen. He's pulling on himself. And it says, address this, address that. And before you know it, Brother Tony's left his notes and he's walking over here. Over here into something that was never part of it. And he's addressing this. And he's sitting there going, why am I here? Because this brother needs it. And that sister needs it. And this one needs it. I think that we've gotten too far away.
Come on.
I think we've gotten too far away many times from the operation of the Holy Ghost. People want to get in their channel. They want to preach just what's on their notes, and they want to read. You watch it, and you can see how they'll take it and they'll just read it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not. Some people have that gift, okay? So that's the way God comes to some. But sometimes it's got. You know, sometimes you got to be pulled off of that thing.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
But we all come in. I'm going to try to bring it back to my thoughts so I can close here. I'm over time just a little bit. Just bear with me just a minute. But we come and we understand that there are things in life that make our spirit heavy. Amen. We come and we have things that will weigh us down. Amen. And this little woman, she had a need, but she knew how to get the answer to her need. Amen. I'm telling you this morning that if you came this morning with a need, I'm telling you Christ Jesus is here this morning and He's able to meet that need and meet it in such a way to where your cup overflows. He's able to come and He's able to take your thoughts and do away with them. Come on, somebody. He's able to take your ideas and do away with them. He's able to give you revelation of the Word. Amen. We took and you take and you see how the devil will take and he'll fight people on that level right there so many times. You don't understand this and you don't understand that. Let me tell you right now, brother. God said, Brother Brown said, He said, it's not for you to understand. It's for you to believe. The understanding will come. You may not understand it today.
Right.
You may not understand it today. You just believe it and move on.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil defeat you because you're not where he says you should be. I said, you're not where he says you should be. The devil says you should be. He'll take you and he'll point you out and he'll say, well, look at Sister Vicky, how elevated she is. Huh?
Mom.
Might be a Moundville thing again. Look at Sister Vicky, how elevated she is. And look at you. You'll never. He's told me that. He's told me that. You'll never be the preacher that Brother Daniel is.
Oh my, come on.
And he'll take that and he'll discourage. What's he doing? He's trying to get the fight out of you.
That's right.
Come on. He's trying to get the fight out of you.
Oh my.
Because he knows that inside of you lays the power to conquer any devil out of hell. And he'll take it. And he'll try to take that fight out of you. And he'll try to discourage you in such a way. And all the time he'll sit there. And what's he doing? He says, you might have a need in your life. And he'll discourage you in such a way. What's he doing? He's throwing up a scarecrow in front of you.
That's right. That's
he's
right.
Standing there and he's standing there and all of a sudden the preaching comes out. The preacher comes out and he starts addressing that thing, whatever it may be. And you're sitting there and all of a sudden the word begins to strike a chord in your heart. And all of a sudden you begin to become encouraged. Amen. And you begin to say, Jesus can do something for me today. And something begins to happen and that devil's sitting there the whole time. No, no. What's he doing? He's sitting there and he's getting in front of you. Have you ever had somebody in front of you that they're hiding something back behind you, behind them, and that they don't want you to see, Brother Daniel? Oh yeah, you got kids, you've been there. You got kids, you've been there. You know what it's like. I'll walk into the room sometimes and they're, hey Dad. And you know something is amiss immediately, and you know all of a sudden they're moving with you. You know, it's just kind of, you know, just like this. And what is it? There's something behind them that they don't quite want Dad to say. Huh? There's something behind that devil. He'll sit there and he know, hey, look. What's he doing? He's trying to keep your eyes from behind, just beyond that devil. Just beyond that situation. Come on. That's where Christ Jesus is at.
Yeah.
Just beyond your problem. Just beyond the circumstance. That's where God's at. And the devil will start there and say, hey, don't look behind me. Don't look back here. Because he knows if you can ever look beyond the situation.
Yeah, come on.
He knows if you ever look beyond the situation where you're at, that's where you'll find Christ Jesus.
Right, amen.
That's right.
And he sits there, hey. He's trying to say, right in front of you. He keeps that thing that you've done eons of years ago that you've repented of 5,000 times. And that you was forgiven of the first time that you repented.
That's right.
And you've repented of it 5,000 times. And he brings that thing out eons of years ago. Look what you've done. Let me tell you right now, that is nothing but a lie of the devil.
Amen.
That thing doesn't define who you are.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
You were forgiven the first time you said it. The other 4,999 times were just for practice. Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
He forgave you the first time. And that devil, he'd bring him up. Let me tell you right now, if that thing keeps coming up, you just laugh and you move on. You say, it's under the blood. Because let me tell you right now, how can God bring something up that he don't no longer remember? I'm telling you, I have a hard time coming up with things I just can't remember. It's just not there. Understand? I know that's carnal, but that's okay. Remember, I said natural ties spiritual.
Right.
It's not there. He said that it went into the sea of forgetfulness, and God no longer remembers that thing. So when that thing comes back up, it's the devil bringing that thing up because he don't forget. He wants to use that thing and try to mold you in such a way with that thing that ought to keep you defeated.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on now.
Huh? But you walk on and don't never look at that thing again.
Amen.
You can look at it. You don't forget. You don't forget. That devil makes sure you don't forget it.
That's right.
But you can honestly say, the Lord has forgiven me of that.
Amen.
And I choose to believe it.
Hallelujah.
You've got to make a choice. I'm telling you, you've got to believe it through faith.
That's right.
Did God come down and physically say, I forgave you? Did you hear an audible voice? No, probably not. But you've got to exercise faith.
Amen.
Right, amen.
That's right.
That God has forgiven me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And don't be defined by that thing.
We'll end with this. Just another thing that I brought off the internet. When the devil sees a man or woman who really believes in prayer, he trembles as much as he ever did. When the devil sees a man or a woman who really believes in prayer, the devil trembles as much as he ever did. Stand with me. You know that song, Brother Tim, He's in the House? Do you know that song? If you don't know it, we ain't going to try it. Okay, because if you don't know it, I sure can't sing it. You know, I trust something was said over the weekend that would just encourage you. Something that was said that would maybe give you something to fight the enemy with. Because, you know, if we've done that, then I believe we've done what we're supposed to do. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that if you're here today and you walked in discouraged, I believe you can walk away just encouraged this morning. I believe that if you walked in today and you've lost your joy, I believe that you can walk away with the joy of the Lord. Whatever you have need of, what can Jesus do for you? He's here to serve you this morning. What can He do for you this morning? Brother, if you'll just play something, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before You this morning, Lord, I believe, Father, that we've delivered, Father, that You put on our heart, Lord. Lord, and it's been such a sweet presence, Lord, that we felt here, Lord, this morning, God. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, once something would be said, Father, or something would be done, Lord, that, Father, it would, Lord, it encourage, Father, the believer amongst us, Father, here in this little church, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would take them, Father, and, Lord, would they grow up close to you this morning, Lord. And, Father, would they be able, Father, to stay on your hands this morning, Lord. Lord, they come, Father. Lord, they have needs this morning, God. Lord, would they stay on your hands this morning, God. Lord, and would they say, I'm not leaving this place this morning without, Lord, being touched, Father. Lord, without the need, Father, being met this morning, God. Lord, I ask, Father, that the presence of Almighty God, Lord, as we begin to worship you and we begin to praise you this morning, Lord, for just a little while. Lord, you said you inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, if there's one here that would have a need, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that you would reach down inside of them this morning. Morning, Father, and Lord, would you stir up the Holy Ghost, Lord, that Father, it would rise to the occasion, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that Lord, you would take, Father, the sinner, Lord, and Lord, would you set him aside for service today, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that Lord, you would take the sick amongst us, Lord, and come, Lord, and heal their bodies this morning, Lord. Lord, would you take the ones, Father, that are brokenhearted, Lord, and Lord, would you mend them back together, Lord. Lord, if there's a marriage, Father, that's broken, Lord, would you put the family back together, Lord. Lord, if there's one, Father, that's seeking you, Lord, Lord, may you be found, Father, of them this morning, Lord. Lord, because, Father, we believe, Lord, that you're in this house this morning, Lord. Lord, as we worship you now, Father, and have the praises of your people. In Jesus Christ's name.
There is light where darkness is. spirit of the house this morning.
I
think the Lord knew what he was doing. I know he did when he gave us fivefold ministry.
That's right. That's right.
So that somebody from outside could come in and, you know, be really effective saying things.
That's right.
I can think of all kinds of things that the Lord spoke to us over the weekend that we each one of us needed to hear. I just want to thank the Lord for that. As I said last night, I don't discuss things with ministers when they come in, and I don't even discuss things with them after they've preached and on their way out. And so I like to keep it that way, because that way whenever the Lord speaks and he addresses anything that they would need a little help with or something like that, then certainly we know it comes from the Lord, comes right from the banquet table of heaven. And I trust and believe, hope, pray that you receive it that way. Amen. God has been good to us. So I'm not going to try and preach to you like I did last night for a little bit. But I have several of those bullets I'm looking at on my paper here. I just wanted to mention, because Brother Ben had covered so many things that, you know, prayer works.
Sure does.
Sure does. I'll ask you a question. Why does Satan fight it so much?
Come on, right? That's right.
Think about that. That's one area that we really need to focus on.
That's exactly right.
And that's why he fights it so much.
That's right.
You know, he likes to discourage it. Brother Ben spoke on discouragement quite a bit. It was probably about a week ago. You know how the Lord sometimes will take you up, and Brother Ben called it the Spirit. The Lord will take you up into a place where you see something and you just really see it so clearly. You know you're looking through his eyes. And this might be a confession or something, I don't know, but about a week ago, the Lord just took me up and he just let me look across the time, but you know, like perhaps like over the last week or over the last month or whatever.
Yeah.
And he allowed me to see just how much time that I'm under attack from the devil mentally. He let me see that. I hadn't really ever thought about it that much, even though we know it, we talk about it. But he let me see that, and I realized just so much of the time that we are literally under attack by the devil trying to discourage us. Because you know what happens when you get discouraged? It makes you want to quit. That's what he's trying to get you to do.
Sure.
He's trying to get you to quit, so he tries to discourage you. And so, you know, I think that that happened, and then Brother Ben came along behind, you know, and has mentioned that several times, that the Lord wants us to realize that and capitalize on the fact that when you get discouraged, that's not the Lord doing that.
That's right.
When the Lord corrects you, he leaves you in a better place.
That's right.
He don't leave you in despair. And so, you know, so we can focus on that also. You know, I mentioned last night, you know, how that real person inside you never has sin. We know the scriptures say that. Satan wants to throw something on you and stick it on you. And I said, you know, you can't make it stick, because all you have to do is just repent of it. And God will forgive you. The scripture says, if you confess your sins, and he's just and faithful to forgive you your sins. But you know what? Your wife or your husband or your family, your brothers, your sisters, if they're Christians, they'll forgive you too, just like God. We're thankful for that, because this whole gospel, the way the whole thing works, it's all based upon that forgiveness and on grace and faith. See, it's not on merits. So I'll never make you happy by merits, because I'll fail you in the same way, vice versa, right? So we just channel ourselves right over in the very same thing that God saves us and puts us in right standing with him. We put ourselves in right standing with each other when we fail one another. Same thing, right? That same attribute of God working through us. That's what we certainly want to do. But Brother Ben mentioned on how we treat one another. Amen? So we want to step up and be better at that. We should be the, I don't know how to say it, but you know, how a lady, she walks and she's graceful. She has that special walk to her. I'm talking about a real Christian sister. Well, we're like that in our walk, to walk with grace and a purpose in our steps. And so, I wanted to mention also that I don't remember exactly what Brother Ben said about it, but, you know, each one of us in this church, every person in this church has a place. And every person in this church has a ministry. And you may not think so, but you do, from the least to the greatest. That little bitty newborn right back there doesn't even know it yet, but that child has a place in this assembly. And believe it or not, that child has a ministry.
That's right.
It might be something just as simple as I can look at that child. I might be discouraged, and I can watch that child laying in his car seat sleeping, and it blessed me. Every person has a place in a ministry in this church, and something to do, and something that benefits this local body. Amen. And it's not just this local body. Certainly, Brother Ben and his family have been a blessing to us. They have a ministry, and they're part of it. We're part of them. We believe it that way. We know God will get us all together someday. We will never have to come back out of meetings like this. You mentioned just a little bit there, and he didn't mention it by title, but I'll go ahead and mention it by title, Return Ministry. I want to hit that so hard. I've done it many times, but I want to hit it hard. As Brother Ben said, you know, you don't hold water. If you just use a quote, you can make it look good.
That's right.
But if you try to bring it back to scriptures, you're going to have a problem. Right? So I'm going to bring it back to scriptures. Brother Branham's anointed of the Elijah ministry.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
And we understand that Elijah, his ministry went to Elisha, the type of Christ in his church. Okay? So Elijah was caught up. And the church, the people in his day, made the mistake of thinking that when God had taken him from the earth, that God brought him back and dropped him on a mountain. But Elisha knew better, right? So when they began to say, and they went looking for him. How many remembers that in scriptures? They went looking for him. And Elisha basically said, I told you so. He even went to look for him. He didn't find him. I told you so. Why, Elisha knew that that hadn't happened. That wasn't the case. So what we're looking at here is that the church knows. I mean, the real bride knows that we don't have to have Elijah come back now. And it's right there in the scriptures. They made that mistake then, and they're making that mistake now. But there's an Elisha that knows better. Amen. So you can't make it hold up in the scriptures. Brother Branham's got to come back and do something else so we can be perfected. You know what that is? That's a cop-out. That's just something so people sit back and say, well, I don't really have to put any effort to try and get better and get closer to God. I don't have to do that because I'm waiting on Brother Branham. So it's just a cop-out. See, it's just something that Satan's put right in there and slid right in there to make people think and just be slack in their walk with God. And so, and one more thing, and I'll finish with this. Brother Ben said, I think he said something like this, that I take Brother Branham's, I think so, any day before I would somebody else's. You know, even some of these guys today, their prophecies or whatever. And you know what? I agree with that. I've said it before. I take what Brother Branham said on his worst day.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, well, Brother Tony, is that the right attitude? Well, you want to go back to scriptures with it?
Come on, brother.
Paul said, not the Lord, but I.
He sure did.
I say this.
He sure did.
And more than one time in the scriptures, and he said,
brother.
And I also think that I have the Spirit of God.
That's what he said.
Right? See, we just got to be human.
That's right.
Bring it right back to the fact that God knows how to redeem us humans with all of our ups and downs and ins and outs and our little quirks about us. He knows how to get right in the middle of humanity and actually use our human traits and still work redemption right in the middle of it. So that a man can say, I speak as a man.
Right.
And he gets put in Holy Scriptures.
Right.
Some for you and I to read.
Yeah,
he uses a guide for our life. Amen. So, I agree. I take Brother Branham's think so's, and I will. Because I think he also had the Spirit.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
And what I have in me agrees. agrees with that.
That's true. That's right.
And so we just thank the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Give
right.
Get good. Amen. Brother Jordan missed last night because he didn't get in town in time. But it's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord had, so we certainly want to just let you go here just a moment. But everybody's invited to come to the house and fellowship. That's what we're doing right. We're all coming to the house. Fellowship, food, and everything. So we certainly want to make sure you know that you're welcome. And have some wonderful days in this assembly. On Sunday, we have service and then we have fellowship usually. And it's always good. The devil tries to throw himself in there and makes the little kitties get hurt once in a while, or the dog eats something they shouldn't eat or something like that. You just had to ask about last Sunday afternoon. But anyway, it's all good because we have a Creator. We have a Savior.
Amen, brother.
He's what makes it all.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. We just want to just get another song and we'll dismiss this. Why don't you just kind of, as we close service, just walk around and hug one another's neck, shake each other's hand.